8:40 on this Thursday, May the 6th edition of Palmetto Mornings, 57 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. Glad to have you with us on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings.
Well, our good friends are joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. And I know we say that every time we have guests that come in. We just have a lot of friends.
And we have gooder friends. Just kidding. I know, right? These are our gooder friends.
Popular people. You've got lots of friends.
Well, we appreciate it. Well, Scott Winsky, Anna Holloway are joining us. And good morning to you both. You're so active with our posts on social media. And we certainly appreciate that. You help share our topics with everyone. But you are also, you come on the show with a topic that's near and dear to your heart. I know both of your hearts. Mm-hmm. But Scott, of course, we know you with the 24 Foundation. I think if I see the number 24, I think of you immediately.
I do too.
No matter where I'm
like
at.
You're classical not the only conditioning.
That said that. But that's a good thing. Yeah. Let's recap and remind everyone about the 24 Foundation, what it's all about, and then what's being done here locally.
Okay. Yeah, the 24 Foundation is a it's a local charity based out of Charlotte. I use the term all the time of it's basically a funnel foundation to they do these events and raise money for cancer navigation and survivorship programs, and then they in turn push that out to local beneficiaries and stuff. So it's going to places like chemo cars that provide rides for people to treatment and stuff, to Go Gen Go, Pinky Swear Foundation. I mean, there's all these different beneficiaries that benefit from the money that 24 Foundation raises.
And it usually ends in a typical year, right? Or one of the big fundraising events, right, is the 24 Hours of Booty that we're used to.
That's their signature event, 24 Hours of Booty. It's typically held in Charlotte around what they call the Booty Loop and Queens University. Excuse me. As we know, last year was completely different for everybody, not just 24 or 24 Hours of Booty, but this year we're hoping to bring it back a little bit up there. We're also hoping to have a bigger thing here in Rock Hill. We are going to bring it back to Rock Hill, have a loop downtown. It was really, really successful, I thought, for 2020, especially given end of July in the dead center of the pandemic, and we still had, lots of people supporting us, and we raised a lot of money, so a lot of awareness. So, yeah, hopefully this year is even better.
And when you get involved, I know, Scott, you've got a personal connection. Anna, you've got a personal connection. You certainly get involved with something like this when it hits close to home. Scott, you lost your mom, and your sister is currently battling
cancer. I would say that the cancer card is very big in my family, unfortunately. Not a membership card you really want to hold. But, yeah, I lost my mom in 2016, and, my sister is currently dealing with some stuff that she's just recently been treated with some skin cancer on her head and some long-term rehab with it, and just, save all the super details. But it's been a long road since beginning of December. So, yeah. And
Anna, this hit your family recently as well.
It did, yeah. My grandfather, who's 90, living in Michigan, he was feeling sick at the end of March. They ran some tests, diagnosed with stage 4 cancer on April 9th. It was in his bladder, his lungs, and his right hip. And then he just passed away April 26th at 4 in the morning.
We are so sorry.
So, thank you. Yeah.
How old was your grandfather?
90.
90.
And my kids called him Jeepa for great grandpa.
Yeah.
And my grandmother's still alive. She's 93. She's up there. My mom and my aunt are taking care of her. But the 24 Foundation has given us kind of a place to go to help with grief, especially. I've been able to reach out to them. Yeah, the local beneficiaries that Scott was talking about, but it's been nice, that, hey, yes, your family's in Michigan, but we've got stuff for you that you can reach out to. And that whole survivorship program things, it's not just for people who have survived cancer, it's for families, too.
And you were sharing with us, your six-year-old daughter.
Yes.
And also a way that your family was able to honor Jeepa.
Yes.
In a way, during a pandemic, when some other options that you would normally have this chance to do are simply not available.
Yes. So one of the best things, the best ways I thought of to honor my grandfather would be to donate, 24 Foundation, Hendrick Porsche. Thank you. Hendrick Porsche has done this awesome thing. They started it last year where you can donate at least $24 and put a family member's name on the car. And so I donate some money, and my grandfather's name will be on the pace car, and we'll lead the way. So he'll be riding with me.
I love that.
You know, I mean,
yes.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. And my six-year-old, who wrote the opening ceremonies song for a virtual thing we did in January, she is writing a special song for Jeepa for this year's 24 Hours of Booty. So, and she'll come and ride a lap with us.
Oh, gosh. What a great, great way to celebrate a life well lived. Well, the importance of all this is to raise awareness, but also to raise funds. And Scott, there are two 100%. Events that people can put on their calendars to help support the 24 Foundation. So let's get to the one that's happening this Saturday, May the 8th.
Yeah, we this Saturday, it's called Pop Up for Booty. It's being held with Jordana Cycling. A lot of people don't know, they're kind of based out of Charlotte, got a huge warehouse up there. They're probably the premier cycling apparel vendor in the world. And they make some of the best stuff, but they're doing like a basically a warehouse clearance sale, and it's going to be a pop-up sale. Everything's like 50 to 80% off. I mean, if you ride, you need to come to this event and come buy some stuff. But the cool thing is they're kind of dumping all their stuff. They're trying to get rid of it to clear their warehouse, but we're going to get 24% of everything you buy. So, you know, that's the potential to make a whole lot of money. And get yourself some cool gear. So, you know, I tell everybody, show up. It's at the penthouse on Central Avenue.
In Charlotte.
In Charlotte. And it's the general admission part is from 11 to 3, but they are doing an early access where you get an extra hour from 10 to 11 before anybody else. You can get first dibs on everything. And I think the tickets for that are like $50. So that's a, you know, a cool way to kind of get in and kind of get it, beat the crowd a little bit, and make sure you find the sizes that you need and all that kind of stuff. So,
so that's, again, taking place this Saturday in Charlotte. Mm-hmm. And, again, if we have not made it clear, when we talk about the 24 Foundation and the booty, we're talking about cycling.
Yes.
To be clear, we have talked about it so much, we just don't want to assume that everyone
knows. It's automatic nature for all of us. We know what it is.
You're right. Very true.
I do.
Yep. And then right here at home, boy, a good friend of yours over there at Rocco Roasting Company, they have done this for you all for many months and many years. You've got a spirit night happening on May the 11th.
Yes, yeah. Mitch and the folks over at Rocco, they are fantastic. They never flinch anytime we ask them for anything. For the spirit nights that we're doing May 11th, that's next Tuesday, basically from 4 to 8, anything that is sold, anything that you get, your dine-in, your carry-out, your come place some catering orders, anything that they ring up, we'll get 10% of. We'll also have some tables and stuff set up out there. So, like, if folks want to come by and just learn what 24 Foundation, what 24 Hours of Booty is, me and Anna will be there the whole time. We'll be glad to answer any questions. We'd even love to have some people sign up. You know, I mean, the more the merrier. We'll do it right at our table. So, come on out and check it out and
you can
help
also,
support us.
You can also meet the adorable six-year-old who's going to be writing songs for 24 Foundation. She will be there
and
on Tuesday.
Ukulele.
You know what? She might just, if you ask her to play it, she'll play her ukulele.
Just put a little hat out there. And who knows what she might be able to donate.
Greg Parrish, who will be at our one in June, our concert that we do, you know, that's her Greg. You know? So she wants to be like Greg Parrish.
There you go.
We love it. And then again, details are still being worked out, but maybe something this summer we'll have our own little loop that we saw last year here.
We are definitely, there will be something.
Okay.
We'll go ahead and tell you that last weekend in July, go ahead and pencil it in. There will be an event here in Rock Hill. We are still kind of working on the details, but overall it'll be from 7 o'clock that Friday night until 7 o'clock the Saturday night. 24 hours. We'll have a loop like we had last year downtown. I thought it was a cool little, you know, thing. It ended up being a mile and a half, 2 miles, I think, for each lap. So you can come out, do as many laps as you want, you know, ride the whole time, ride for a little bit. We're definitely going to have something here. Yep, that's it.
It is the 24 Foundation. You can follow Scott Winsky and Anna Holiday both on social media. They're very active when it comes to the 24 Foundation. And I know cancer has just impacted both of your lives, but you are not letting cancer win by the generosity of what you're doing to improve the lives of others. And we appreciate your leadership.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.